Well, after a couple of hours of trade on Wednesday, the Aussie market finds itself in negative territory again. The ASX 200 down by around a fifth of a percent. And this means we're yet to improve so far this week. The ASX 200 just above 6,000 points at the moment. But earlier in the day, it did fall back below that level, hitting a low of about 5,980. And this is after four straight days now that the ASX 200 has managed to finish the day above that key 6,000 point level. So that will be interesting to see if the market can remain above that psychological barrier this afternoon, or if we're going to fall back below it. Now, there are a couple of things working against the market in that sense. We've got the US market, which dropped back more than 1% in overnight trade. And of course, secondly, we had news of the 6-week stage 3 lockdown on Metro Melbourne, which was announced yesterday. That kicks in midnight tonight, and it's going to impact 20% of the Australian population. There were 134 cases in Victoria in the past day, and that was the second worst outcome since the crisis started, and that followed the 191 new cases which was announced just a day earlier. So of course the risk of contagion in other states going down a similar path still is a real possibility. So across the market today, the main weights really are the banks. The big four are wiping out about 8 points from the ASX 200. We've got losses from property stocks as well. You'd imagine that a 6-week lockdown in Melbourne could certainly hurt. In fact, looking back at March, companies like Vicinity Centres and also Centre Group, which owns Westfield, so two big shopping centre owners, they both halved in price over that month alone. So obviously foot traffic dries up, the more people stay home, and retailers then struggle to perhaps pay rent to some of these shopping mall owners as well. Similar sort of story for toll road operator like Transurban, which is down about 1.5%. Melbourne is its second largest market. It accounts for about a third of its revenues that are generated every year, and fewer cars on the road obviously means fewer people using the toll roads. Consumer discretionary stocks doing poorly. Crown is down about 2% at the moment. Aristocrat Leisure, which makes poker machine games, is down about 3%. We've got Flight Centre and Webjet and Qantas also all being hit quite hard at the moment. Now, Afterpay is also under a little bit of pressure. It's down about 3%. Back online today, it was in a trading halt yesterday, and that was really to raise a bit of capital from the market. So it's in the process of raising about $800 million from investors, and that's in basically the goal there is to try and help it pay and accelerate its strategy to expand overseas in places like Canada and also in-store in the US. So it's already completed the largest component of that raising, $650 million, and that was from institutional investors. Importantly, that was done at a price of $66 per share, which is 3% less than what the shares were trading at on Monday, but it's exactly what the company is trading at the moment. So now we'll raise an additional $150 million via a share purchase plan. Secondly, for Afterpay, the co-founders also announced that they'll be selling about 10% of their stakes in the company. They've done that. They've sold around a little over 2 million shares each in the group at a price of $66 per share. So that's about $270 million worth of stock that they've offloaded. Now, having said that, both the co-founders are certainly still the large shareholders. They own 14% of the company overall at the moment. Now, looking at the winners today, there are a few. Gold miners, as they generally do when markets are a little on edge, they're doing very nicely today. They're up. They're up by between 1% and about 3% for most of the big names, including Newcrest Mining, including Evolution Mining and St Barbara. Northern Star is the standout in that space. It's up almost 6% at the moment. Now, that's after it released a quarterly update today, which was quite solid under the circumstances, dealing, of course, with the COVID-19 interruptions. But secondly, they've also brought forward their dividend payment. So they're going to pay out a 7.5 cent dividend to investors on July 16. They've already went ex-dividend in March, but they did announce a couple of months ago that they'll have to delay that through to October. And they also removed their guidance as well. So bringing that forward 3 months, obviously pleasing investors somewhat. Strong gains from supermarket chains, which obviously do well as well. And, you know, there are 20% of the Australian population is at home. There's not too much else to do but go and buy toilet paper and other things. So Woolies and Coles up in the order of 2%, and Telstra is managing to lift about 2 as well. The Aussie dollar finally a little weaker today, 69.4 US cents. It was almost at 70 US cents a day earlier.